Tuesday afternoon, time to talk with Karen Tilbury of the Madison Public Library. And Karen, we haven't talked to you for a while, have we?
No, it's been a while. It seems like Tuesdays just often don't work for me, but you know, you can't do a better job than Lydia does.
Well, I'm glad you're back, and fill us in on what's happening at the Madison Public Library, Karen.
Okay, as usual, it's going to be busy. And it's almost February already. It's hard to believe as fast as time goes by. Our winter reading program is almost halfway through. It goes so quick. That being said, it's by no means too late to sign up, and participants get a free bookmark and tote when they do. Your bookmark is also a stamp card, and if you can read or listen to audiobooks, count 8 books by February 28th, and you get an additional prize. It's a wonderful way to get acquainted with new authors, too. And speaking of February, we have all kinds of things planned in Madison. We haven't finalized the dates yet, but I will be teaching another beginner's crochet class in mid-February, so stay tuned for those details and keep an eye on our Facebook page. Now for children's events. We have children's crafts and classes every Thursday evening at 4 p.m. We also have untidy toddler play dates every Thursday morning. If you haven't heard of it before, our untidy toddlers play dates are mornings of fun, messy, sensory-based play for babies and toddlers that we host every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. In Dawson, Kids Crafts are hosted every Tuesday at 4 p.m. They also host toddler and preschool story times on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. and Monday therapy dog reading sessions from 4 to 5 p.m. In Canby, Kids Crafts are hosted on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Jumping ahead a little into March, we have an author talk and book signing plan. Local author Mary Krugerud, writer of Interrupted Lives, who spoke in our communities last year, will be returning in March to discuss her new book, The Girl in Building C, which is a story about Marilyn Barnes, who, when she was 16 years old in 1933, she was told that her recent bout of pneumonia was, in fact, tuberculosis. She entered Egg Washing State Sanatorium at Walker, Minnesota, for what she thought would be a short stay. Krugerud will be speaking at the Lacoparl Historical Center on Friday, March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. and in the Canby Public Library at 10:30 a.m. and the Dawson Public Library at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 23rd. Each library has copies of her new book, so stop in and check out a copy before her visit. Maybe it would be a good book club pick. Speaking of book clubs, we can't forget those. Each of our libraries has multiple book clubs that read a range of fiction and nonfiction books. Book clubs are a wonderful way to discover and enjoy books that maybe you wouldn't pick out for yourself and discuss them with others. In Madison, we have a Tuesday evening book club that meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7:15. They primarily read fiction, but if that's not your thing, there's always our Breakfast Book Club, which exclusively reads nonfiction and meets the last Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. And that's just Madison. Like I said, each library has its own clubs, so stop by and see what yours is reading. And while I'm talking about clubs, I can't forget to mention Madison's teen and tween clubs, which meet once a month. The next meetings are coming up this Thursday, the 24th, with the tween club meeting at 3:30 p.m. and the teen club meeting at 5:30 p.m. Along with refreshments, there will be crafts, games, and much more. And we are ready to the book recommendations or what the Madison staff is reading. So starting out with Deb, she is reading A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles. When in 1922 he is deemed an unrepentant aristocrat by a Bolshevik tribunal, the count is sentenced to house arrest in the Metropole, a grand hotel across the street from the Kremlin. Rostovic, an indomitable man of wit, has never worked a day in his life and must now live in an attic room while some of the most tumultuous decades in Russian history are unfolding outside the hotel's doors. Unexpectedly, his reduced circumstances provide him a doorway into a much larger world of emotional discovery. Lydia is reading The Barefaced Messiah by Russell Miller. Barefaced Messiah tells the extraordinary story of L. Ron Hubbard, a penniless science fiction writer who founded the Church of Scientology, became a millionaire prophet, and convinced his adoring followers that he alone could save the world. In the words of his official biography, Hubbard was an explorer, engineer, scientist, war hero, and philosopher. In the words of a California judge, he was schizophrenic, paranoid, and a pathological liar. What is not in dispute is that Hubbard was one of the most bizarre characters of the 20th century. Catherine is reading The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Journeys to the end of the world, fantastic creatures, and epic battles between good and evil. What more could any reader ask for in one book? The book that has it all is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, written in 1949 by Clive Staples Lewis. But Lewis did not stop there. Six more books followed, and together they became known as the Chronicles of Narnia. Kate is reading The Sight Warriors, Power of Three, Book One by Aaron Hunter. The first book in this third series, Warriors, Power of Three, The Sight, brings more adventure, intrigue, and thrilling battles to the epic world of the warrior clans. Hollypaw, Jaypaw, and Lionpaw, grandchildren of the great leader Firestar, possesses unusual power and talent. But secrets and uncertainty surround them, and a mysterious prophecy hints at trouble to come. The warrior code is in danger, and these three apprentices will need all of their strength to help the clan survive. Alice is reading Target Alex Cross, Alex Cross Book 26 by James Patterson. A leader has fallen, and the procession route from Capitol Hill to the White House is lined with hundreds of thousands of mourners. None feel the loss of a president more keenly than Alex Cross, who has devoted his life to the public good. Alex has a horrible premonition. Is the sniper's strike only the beginning of a larger attack on the nation? It isn't long before his fears explode into life and the nation plunges into a full-blown constitutional crisis. Karen is reading Silent Murders, Roaring Twenties Mystery Book 2 by Mary Milley. Vaudeville actress Leah Randall took on her most daring role ever when she impersonated missing heiress Jessie Carr in order to claim Jessie's inheritance in The Impersonator. Now that the dust has settled around that tumultuous time in her life, Leah has adopted Jessie's name as her own and moved to Hollywood, where she's taken a modest but steady job in the silent film industry. Jessie's thrilled when Bruno Hillman, a movie studio bigwig, invites her to a party. She's even more delighted to run into a face from her past at that party. But the following day, Jessie learns that sometime in the wee hours of the morning, both her old friend and Bruno Hillman were brutally murdered. So, to keep up to date with everything going on at your library, follow our Facebook page at Madison Public Library MN, Dawson Public Library MN, or the Canby Public Library MN.
Well, thank you, Karen. Boy, I'm excited that Mary Krugerud is coming to the libraries. I'm actually reading her book right now that you just mentioned. That's pretty exciting. So when's she going to be here?
Mary Krugerud will be speaking at the Lacoparl Historical Center on Friday, March 22nd at 6:30 p.m., Canby Public Library at 10:30 a.m., and at the Dawson Public Library at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 23rd. So put March 22nd and March 23rd on your calendar to listen to Mary Krugerud.
yeah, I'm excited to read her book. I've already started it, and it's really, really well done, and excited. We'll probably talk to Mary sometime.
Yes. So.
All right, thanks, Karen, for coming in. I appreciate it.
You bet. It's been a pleasure to be here with you, Paul.
That's Karen Tilbury from the Madison Public Library.